Maryland has closed its books for the state general fund with a whopping $2.5 billion balance. That represents 5% of the state's $48 billion operating budget. This is Don Rush. But Comptroller Peter Fancho emphasizes that this is a one-time windfall from the federal stimulus funds.
We do this annual closing of the books, and we generally often have $100 million that hasn't been allocated, $150 million. This year we have $2.5 billion, B as in boy, $2.5 billion surplus in the state budget. It came from the fire hydrant of federal cash that flowed into the state of Maryland, both in the private sector and public sector, totaling over $70 billion in the last 16 months. That resulted in two-thirds of the economy staying stable and actually having more tax income than we had anticipated. It doesn't mean that the bottom third of our economy, our low-wage earners, are not still suffering from a dire recession. They are. They have no money. They're facing eviction. They're concerned about COVID again because of the Delta variant. And they're really up the creek right now and will be until we get the public health issue resolved.
Well, in terms of the two Marylands as you described them, what is the solution to that? Because you indicate that this boost in large part has been from federal funds. We see Capitol Hill still debating what they're going to do.
It's one-time only money. I'm suggesting that we put it in the rainy day fund and wait for 6 months and figure out how government failed the people with these other relief plans. Because the problem that we have right now is that many people who don't deserve relief have gotten relief, and many small businesses that desperately need relief, or many low-wage earners that desperately need just money for food and medicine, they have not been able to get relief. So I think the state would benefit from a examination of what went wrong, even though the river of cash came into our state. Lots of it did not go to the people who need it. And I think we need to understand that before we move and extend this $2.5 billion. This is not some kind of Christmas gift that's going to be there every year. It's one time only. It's a lot of money. And we should think very clearly about how it can be used better than the fiascos of the unemployment claims and the rental relief claims that right now have plenty of money, but they're not providing relief.
We hear on Capitol Hill that there could possibly be a government shutdown. Does anybody know anything about the debt ceiling issue? If there is a shutdown, how does that affect us, particularly in terms of revenues?
Well, it affects the national economy and the state economy, and I hope that I never live to see the day when the party like the Republicans can say, no, we're going to deliberately shut things down. I assume that's not going to happen because it would have such negative consequences for, tens of millions of Americans and millions of Marylanders completely unnecessarily, and it's a political game. You ask what would happen to the economy and to the state of Maryland. I'm not even going to speculate because it would be so terrible.
Maryland Comptroller Peter Fancho, who is also a candidate for governor next year. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.